You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Kicking off Act 2 here on this beautiful Thursday night. What a glorious night to talk movies and TV and all the things we love about life on a nightly basis, which we do here. It is great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger is working diligently on the other side of the glass. What is going on with the Brewers? I just need to know so I know what kind of mood you're going to be in the rest of the night.
Well, they can't hit the ball again, so okay. It's just...
Are they losing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I can look forward to the Packers at least.
Yeah, you've got other things in life, believe it or not. Well, hang in there, Brewer fans. We'll try to help you through this next hour by talking about some really cool things. We will be back to our guest, Kara Mulrooney, in just a minute. Our word of the night is inspired, I should say, by the National Dictionary Day. What is your favorite or least favorite word? And, you know, Katie Scullin is a very talented singer-songwriter. She's been on the show a couple times. She posted something earlier that I saw, like, in the headline or whatever on your phone at the screen. You know, it pops up.
Yep.
Doily.
Doily.
That's a great word to not like. It's weird.
I don't even know what it means.
It's like those little things that you put on a chair, like the white lace things that you put over a chair. You know what a chair is, right?
I think so.
Look, Google the doily and post it in the stream, because I'm sure there, if you don't know, then other people probably don't know too, but maybe it's a generational thing. My grandma had doilies around her house, but that one made me laugh. We also talked, Ace Frehley passed away, by the way. So Kiss fans, I'm sorry to, if you're hearing that here for the first time, I'm sorry for your loss, but I think it happened several hours ago. He was Ace Frehley was like, where I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago in the city, people were like, they're rock bands basically is how they identified, how they drew life breath every day. Pink Floyd, Kiss, and they would have these arguments. Sometimes they would result in fisticuffs over who was the best guitarist. You had Jimmy Page, you had David Gilmour, and then you had Ace Frehley. So I was not a huge Kiss fan. I know our friend Terry Barr is, so we are sorry for your loss, Terry. Terry will be here tomorrow night for Barband Friday night. Maybe we'll talk a little Ace Frehley then as well. Coming up at 7:35, Dan Hess from the Old World, Wisconsin, will be here. They have a great, all month at Old World, they're doing some really cool Halloween stuff. So we'll talk to Dan about that at 7:35. Yeah, those are doilies on the stream. You can see those. Those are just, why would you compromise a chair by putting a doily on it?
I feel like they're just going to fall off every time you sit in it.
It's not like the best looking chair. Anyway, maybe the doilies are an improvement in that case, but I don't know. All right, let's get back to our guest. Kara Mulrooney is here. She's a filmmaker and an actress from Milwaukee. She made the popcorn pick of the week. It was Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which she just saw at the Oriental. And how magical was that? You have two kids now. You get to take them to a movie palace, this majestic theater, and watch one of your favorite. That must have been like a surreal experience almost.
You know, it really was. And they were scared of the same parts, of course, that we were all traumatized by, like Large Marge, which our five-year-old misremembered as Mean Gene, which I also like. But we couldn't even say things like, it was a night like that. They freaked out.
I have to rewatch it. I don't remember some of this stuff.
Just like tonight. It was the worst accident I ever seen, right? Yeah. You recall now?
I do, yeah. It's been so long. Yeah. You know, here's a great thing we should do. You had this outstanding, these things are called cameos, and celebrities will, for money, but it's kind of cool that they do this, will give you a message, and they will, it's like they're talking to you, like you and I are talking over the stream. My son My sister Molly got my son Joe one from Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner. And he was like, "Happy birthday, Joe Schwaba." He's like talking like they're best friends. And yeah. You had one from Pee Wee Herman or Paul Rubens. What was that like?
It's what I'm doing right now. I'm just, I'm speechless. I was gobsmacked, which is another favorite
word.
Yeah. It was a present from my amazing beloved husband for my 40th birthday. Yeah. We were going to watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure Outside. That's what I wanted. And he opened it with this cameo from Paul Rubens. And Pete, as you know, because I sent it to you, he went on for almost eight minutes. This magical human being did not have to do that. Like, yes, you know, yes, he paid the money and it was not cheap. As right. Tate says, he's like, "I would have paid double. I don't care. It was amazing."
Wow.
But went on for 8 minutes. So generous, so sweet. I don't watch it that often because I'm just so humbled by the gift, both from Tate and from Paul Rubens. And what makes it also harder to watch now is, of course, that he passed. And, you know, with the timing, he would have been sick at that time. He would have been in treatment for cancer at that time. So just as a document, it couldn't be more special and dear to me. Just that he was given it. All he had during you know, through the end.
That's really cool. We have a little clip of that, audio clip at least, that you were nice enough to share with us earlier. So let's play. This is Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, giving Kara a birthday wish over these things called cameos, folks. Google them. They're great options as gifts. And she got one from her husband, Tate. And here is a snippet of him talking to her.
Let me just say this. Your friend is making her first feature film. You probably already all know this, but I'd like to say this to you, Kara. Great luck, and that's awesome. I mean, I understand that you are an amazing actress and storyteller and filmmaker, and that you're a very big fan of me. And I appreciate that. It tells me quite a bit about you right off the bat. It tells me that you are very bright and have amazing taste.
That's so great.
I mean, how masterful was that? Like, he says something really sweet. Like, imagine hearing that from your hero. But, like, it's also like, that's too much. You know, as a Midwesterner, I was like, stop, Paul Rubens. And then he does stop with a joke. Masterful.
Oh, that's so great. And you just said Midwestern, like, because we are typically a little, there are people, I bet you, that put that on their resume. Paul Rubens told me I was a great actress on my cameo that I paid for. Honest to God, right? I mean, and here you are just soaking it up. That was really cool. And you could tell he was just into it. It's fun.
There was such a warmth. Yeah. I wish the listeners at home could see, but yeah, just such a warmth and tenderness.
That's so great.
So yeah, see Pee-wee's Big Adventure, watch Pee-wee's Playhouse. He has all kinds of work. He's in, oh God, what's the cocaine movie?
Blow?
Johnny Depp. Yeah, I think Blow. He has so many surprising, I think he's in Mystery Men. He does a voice in The Nightmare Before Christmas. So, you know, you can catch him.
That's great. Catch him if you play. Well, it's very cool. All right, so tell us, you're working on a new film. You said it's in post, and it'll probably be a year. But what's it about? I love what you do. You have a great imagination, and the short films you've done that I've seen in the Wisconsin Film Festival, outstanding. But what is this next one about?
Oh, you're so nice. Who would ever not come on your show? You're so freaking nice to everybody. you know,
I'm usually mean to most people. You're easy to be nice to.
I can't imagine. you know, it's funny. I can, when the movie's done, I can imagine someone watching it and thinking, well, that was very visionary. like you say, like, it's very creative. Like,
it was very interesting. No,
yeah,
but the one you did about the medium and your pregnancy or trying to get pregnant. That was very, it was Brilliant.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's simply too much. But well, I'll give you the log line because okay. when I start to explain it, it just makes me sound crazy. So I'll give you the log line, which is a 40-year-old mascot maker facing her accidental pregnancy alone in the present day makes radio contact with a newlywed in mourning in 1958.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So it's kind of a lot packed in there. Yeah. But I will simplify it by asking, are you familiar with the moth radio
no.
stories? Oh my gosh. Sorry. Sounded judgy. I didn't mean it to.
No, just, I don't know much about radio.
It's a wonderful thing to discover. It's essentially people telling true stories on stage without notes.
Okay.
And so there's the Moth Radio, which is, I mean, I think a podcast, but it's it can be hit or miss, but it's mostly hits. Nice. If you're in the Milwaukee area, we have X-Fabula, which is essentially the same thing. I would argue better because they do so much in community building and community involved storytelling and education. So got a stump for X-Fabula. And I also won't miss the chance to thank them for connecting me with my co-writer, Monica Thomas.
Okay.
So I play to back up to, gosh, this is a lot coming at your listeners. So there's the pregnant mascot maker character that is played by me. And it does follow my actual pregnancy. Mm. Although we started shooting in 2019 when the script was not anywhere close to done.
Oh, wow.
So we're like, okay, we're just gonna grab what we can based on what I know of the film. And then I gave, here's where they're like, oh, I'm gonna lose them, Pete. I gave birth on camera as well.
Whoa.
So yeah. Yeah. And it's very, like, if you've seen Call the Midwife, like, it's a very tasteful angle.
Yeah.
And it helped that my husband is also the cinematographer.
Right. It was lit. It was.
He happened to be there.
You were lit beautifully.
Why not bring your 4K cinema camera and prime lenses to the birth? No, there was no lighting. It's all natural.
That's funny.
It's very natural. There's a lot of natural. We're going to have to take some of the natural out in post. But okay. So I'm the mascot character. But Kyoko or Kay is the newlywed in mourning in Chicago in 1958. And she's a Japanese American woman. Now I did my best to research that experience and listen to those stories. So densho.org, by the way, speaking of stories, densho.org, D-E-N-S-H-O, is a repository of stories of people, Japanese Americans who lived through internment camps during World War II. And so I took all of that in. I wrote the script best I could. And then I searched for a co-writer. And it was X-Fabula, the storytelling collective, that connected me with Monica Thomas.
Oh, nice.
And not just, she's a Japanese American woman, and she was so generous in sharing her lived experiences, her recently departed mother's lived experiences, but she's also kind of woo-woo out there like me. And so we're a really great fit. She's also a typewriter artist. She recently participated in QWERTY Fest.
Oh, nice. Love, I've heard of that. I think that's such a great
festival.
Yeah, that's such a great name. Wow. Well, yeah. I wish you luck with the with the project. That it sounds like a big undertaking.
I need
a lot going on there. Yeah.
I need the luck, man. Do you know how they currently...
Hey, hold that thought. We'll do a very quick break and then we'll come back and wrap up with Kara. But I got to ask you what you're watching too. And you need to finish that thought. So we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, I just gave Nightlight with Pete Schwab a thumbs up on YouTube. So you can do that, Conrad. There we go. Just
there we go.
Verifying
thanks.
What you
thanks.
Said.
Thanks, Thank Steady
you.
Eddie.
Yeah. He says, I'm watching and listening to you and Conrad on YouTube using my phone while I listen to the Brewers on the radio. Brewers Dodgers tied 1-1 after 5.5 innings. Go Brew Crew. I think that's changed since this text, but we appreciate the update, Steady Eddie, very much. He says, literally is my favorite word. Literally, I followed close. Wait, literally, followed closely by ice and cream. Steady Eddie, outstanding. Rin from Madison in the 608 says, favorite word, magic, least fave, squat. I don't know why that cracks me up. The word squat. Okay. Thank you, Rin. Great text. And thank you, Steady Eddie. We're back. We've got a couple more minutes with our current guest, Kara Mulrooney. Or is it Kara? Kara or Kara?
No, it's Kara.
Paul Rubens says Kara.
Only Paul Rubens can call me Kara. Everyone else would definitely call me Kara. Care Bear was my nickname. That helps.
That's a great one. Okay. So finish your story, please. I'm sorry. You were telling me about...
What was I talking about? What were we talking about?
We were talking about your movie. You got matched
movie.
Up with your...
Oh, yeah. My co-writer.
Yeah.
Right. And I missed some connecting point. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
So there's this log line, which is maybe a little difficult to track, but the easy way to sell my movie, hopefully, is that it's like two women telling stories back and forth through the radio and seeing how those stories impact the other woman in her life in real time, or in that real, their timeline.
Yeah.
What I was going to say now, as I'm speaking, I remember that now distributors pick up a movie or don't pick up a movie based on how many followers you have.
How sad
so,
is that?
And that's not just the film, but oh, you know this. This I just learned from our editor, Chris Thompson, who's going through it with his current film that he co-edited, co-produced. So
I know Chris. Sure.
So, oh yeah, super talented filmmaker and great guy. But yeah, so how many followers? Not just that the film has, but that your actors have. And so going back to Hawk to a Girl. She has a huge following,
yeah.
And so she was cast in that movie for that reason, presumably. As you might guess, I don't have a massive social media following. I don't, you know, I'm an exennial. I don't spend a lot of time on social media.
Wow.
So that's going to hurt.
I
We're going to have
either.
To do like grassroots marketing kind of thing.
Go out
like
and buy maybe, some followers. Maybe.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah. Will bots win the day? I don't know.
Hey, Kara, I have to, first of all, I know how busy you are. I appreciate you sticking around so long. You're so much fun to talk to. Thank you for making the pick of the week. I wish you luck with the feature, but before I let you go, I have to ask you, are you binge watching anything? What can you recommend?
Oh, geez. I'm not, I'll tell you what my children are binge watching.
Sure.
And that is K-pop Demon Hunters. I don't think you can binge watch a feature film, but they're trying. They are watching it and listening to
it. It's crazy popular.
Every day. It is crazy popular. And the song, like got both my husband and I going to bed at night, the songs are in our head. We'll have to put music on just to get the songs out of our head. And like, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. And you know, the songs are bangers, but yeah, it's earworm material for sure.
I got to see this just to see what all the fuss
is. You should.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. I just haven't. See what all the fuss is about. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever, if you're in a theater where people are talking, have you ever tried joining in?
I have. Huh, I've run.
Heck, I'm going to talk.
I've run the gamut. I've given looks. Yeah. I've said, shut up.
Have you ever talked to the screen? Like, don't do it, man.
No, I haven't.
Like. Because it occurs to me that I haven't either. Like, maybe
you know what?
Try.
I did. There was one time I was in a movie with my college roommate. I was like 20, whatever. We go in there and it's a horror film. And the people, the kids that the monster, it was probably a Jason movie or something, were chasing. They hit the gun and they put the gun to lock the door. So that's what they used to lock the door. And I said, oh, you idiot. Like I said, that was like the second or third line I said, and some guy told me to, some older guy was like in his 50s says, hey, shut up, will you?
So that was, and he shut you up for your movie viewing live.
I've experienced it from both sides because I've been that guy and I've been put in my place deservedly so back when I was a a young idiot.
Well, right. You kind of have to see what the contract is. You go into the theater and you're like, are we all going to talk? Or are we going
exactly.
to not talk and shun the talker?
Kara, thank you so much. Let's do this again, please. And keep me posted on your movie.
I will. I'm sorry for hijacking so much of your time.
Okay. What are we doing here? You're on here to talk, and you did that beautifully. It was fun.
Forcefully, yeah. Oh, thanks so much, and thanks, Conrad. Go Brew Crew.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Kara. Have a great night. That's Kara Mulrooney, everybody. Check out Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Since she said Go Brew Crew, do you have an update? Has it gotten any better?
It's 3-1.
Oh, man. All right, well. What do we do here, man? What can I do?
Do we finish the quiz quick? We have like three more.
Let's save the quiz for the last segment. And right now, let's read a couple more texts.
Sure.
Dave on the stream says his least favorite word is irregardless. That's a good one. That's not really a word because it means when people use it, it just means regardless. But that was a pet peeve. I had an English teacher who could not... stand the word irregardless. Conrad's mom checks in from the 920 and says, my favorite word is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins. My least favorite word is the F word, which is used way too much.
Sorry, Mom.
Francine? What word is that?
What word she's talking about is the word I use way too much when I'm golfing. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I think it's okay if you're golfing. Do you swear in front of your mom and your dad? You drop F-bombs?
I used to not. Now it just kind of slips out sometimes, you know?
You know, I still don't. My parents are like, honestly, and I have a filthy mouth oftentimes. And my own kids swear in front of me.
Well, my brother has a worse mouth than me, so I'm in the clear.
You're the golden child. All right, we're coming right back, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about legends and lore at Old World Wisconsin with Dan Hess from the Wisconsin Historical Society. That is next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Thursday. We are in the home stretch here on this Christmas Eve of weekdays. Con, I don't know if I saw Dan just sign in, but I've got no screen here, so I don't.
Yep.
Can he hear me?
He's on.
He can hear me.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this month at Old World Wisconsin, this is a very exciting thing. We talked about this a little bit last year as well. They do legends and lore, and they have just these great events. And we wanted to, we always like to talk to our friends at the Wisconsin Historical Society. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight their Living History Coordinator. He is the General Manager of Experiences and Events, Mr. Dan Hess. Dan, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and thanks for taking the time out. If you're a Brewer fan, we're pulling you away from the game. I'm sorry about that, although it sounds like it's not going that great anyway. So it's great to have you. So I have to ask you, before we get into some museum talk, do you have a favorite word, Dan, or a least favorite word?
Oh, let's see.
That's our question of the night. It's National Dictionary Day, so.
Sure. We're all about history and sharing stories here at Old World Wisconsin and bringing that to life. So I suppose living is probably one of my favorite ones.
Nice. That's great. All right. Well, let's get started then. I know we don't have you for that long, but I would love to know if people like myself, I've never been to Old World Wisconsin. And last year at this time, I said, I got to get down there. And of course I didn't, but it just seems like a really magical place and an absolute treasure for those of us that live here in Wisconsin that we need to take advantage of. For those listening who haven't been there, what can you tell us about it if you want to give us like an overview?
Yeah. So we're located about 45 minutes outside of Milwaukee in Eagle, Wisconsin. And we've got about 600 acres of land here, actually. So huge site, one of the largest living history museums in the country. And we've got over 60 historic buildings that were brought here from all around the state of Wisconsin, from Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River and from the Illinois border all the way up to Lake Superior. So
that's
lots of amazing things.
Yeah. So I read, I was reading earlier, probably on your website, that building Old World Wisconsin sounded like such a huge endeavor. It opened in 1976, but took 10 years to put together. How has it evolved since? It came out 1976 or opened then, the year of the bicentennial. We're almost at 50 years. How has it evolved since then, Dan?
Yeah, so our 50th anniversary is just around the corner next year. But we're still adding things today. So this past May, we opened up the Whitnables Tavern. So that came from Old Ashapin, so a little bit north of Oconomowoc up 67.
Okay.
And it's, we've restored it after bringing it here from there. And we showcase what it might have looked like, what it might have been like as a 1930s tavern, just prohibition here in Wisconsin.
That's great. You have an actual working brewery on the grounds, as I understand it now. Tell us about that. I would imagine that would be pretty popular with visitors.
So yeah, right up there with our tavern right next door. It's been open a few years now. We've got our brew house. So amazing place when we're open in our summer seasons. We're brewing beer in there every day that guests come. So not only are we brewing that beer, in the historic ways, we're able to then give a sample of those different beers to our guests.
I love it. All right. So October is a really fun month for you guys. Can you tell us about Legends and Lore?
Yeah. So it's my favorite event here. So it's a little bit different from a lot of other kind of Halloween kind of themed events. Whereas we try to do as much storytelling as we possibly can with it. So there's it's a place that you can come and hear many different stories, most of which are are legends and lore of a sort that are Wisconsin based. So we'll tell the story of the Ridgeway ghost out from southwestern Wisconsin. We also tell the tale of the Beast of Bray Road, which is just down the road from us here outside of Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Amongst a lot of other different things.
Some of these, I mean, I know kids are welcome, but just reading about this, Dan, a lot of this stuff seems incredibly, like, really creepy. Do kids get scared, or is it mostly for the adults?
We like to talk about legends and lore where it's always spooky, sometimes scary. So the thing I really like about it is it's not gory at all.
Yeah.
So we'll tell the stories of Baba Yaga and some other things. So they're older stories, but they're spooky, but they're really... I'd like to say that we're usually in the G to PG range.
Okay. Yeah, tell us about the tale of Baba Yaga. It says a Slavic folktale of a supernatural, an old woman who lives in a hut that stands on chicken legs. That is really creepy.
Yeah. So, I mean, the story comes from Germany and Austria. So their kind of fairy tales are known for being a little bit more spooky than the fairy tales we might know from Disney today.
Sure. How about the maze? I love this. A lantern lit walkthrough of the sorghum maze.
Yeah.
So it's dark.
So, yeah. So okay. we use sorghum, which was another plant, that was historically grown here in Wisconsin, especially around the 1900, 1910s, that would have been used at that time to make, sorghum syrup. We still use it to make that today. So sweet syrup. But yeah, you have a chance to walk through the maze using a lantern to kind of guide you through it in the dark.
My guest is Dan Hess here tonight representing the Old World Wisconsin Museum. Dan is the Living History Coordinator and the General Manager of Experiences and Events. And he's telling us about all the cool stuff going on there this month leading up to Halloween. They have events October 17th and 18th, 24th and 25th. Dan, the other one I wanted to add, oh, the seance. That sounds really cool. Can you tell us about the Victorian seance?
Yeah, so seances are something that we don't often think about, but we're a very Victorian era thing. So people historically did them quite a bit. And I will say it's not a real seance. Some guests might be happy to hear that, but it is a performance kind of talking about what those things might have been like, and kind of a bit of humor might be in it as well.
Oh, that's good. How much time do people need, Dan? Like, let's say a guy's got a wife and two kids. They roll up. Can they spend the whole day there? I mean, it sure sounds like they could, but how much time should they carve out to really soak in kind of everything you guys are offering this month?
Yeah, so for Legends and Lore, our gates open at 3 p.m. actually. So guests can come in, and we've got the grand opening of our Clousing Barn Cafe was last weekend. Grand reopening, I should say. So we're happy to have that. So we've got food and beverages, and you can take advantage of our retail store, things like that. Get your dinner before you start at 3 o'clock. And then the grounds open up at 5:30 for the event. And I really would suggest, if you want to see everything, to be here ready to go by 5:30. We've got lots of different stuff going on for everyone.
That's great. I want to ask you about a couple more of these things. A 1930s haunted Halloween costume party at Whitnable's Barn, or I'm sorry, Tavern. What is that exactly?
So that's at the 1930s Tavern that I was talking about. Okay. So it's we've kind of got, so the staff that'll be in there are in 1930s costumes, and we'll have some 1930s kind of Halloween theme music playing, things of that nature. And we've got some historic cocktails that you can partake in as well.
And that's just people rolling up in costumes. Like, that's not the employees sort of putting on a show. That's everyone is welcome to come in and wear a costume and have a few cocktails.
Absolutely. And whether it's for there or throughout the entire site, you're welcome to wear your costumes. Absolutely.
Through all the searches for the Hodag, how successful has Old World Wisconsin been looking for the Hodag on the long tail trail?
We seem to find him pretty often. Might take a little bit of hiking along the trail to be able to find him, but we've got guides that are trained at finding him that'll be able to help you.
This sounds like so much fun. How much is it to get in, and where can people find tickets? Like, if someone wanted to bring their family, what would they be looking? Is it reasonably priced, or how does that work?
So you can find them at olderoldwisconsin.org. I'm going to double check here, but $22 for adults, and it's a little bit less for children.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me. This sounds so great, Dan. This I wish you luck. And what anything else coming up at Old World or any of the other sites that you could tell us about as we get closer to the holidays once Halloween is passed?
Yeah, so we've got the first two weekends in December. We'll also have our Home for the Holidays event. So another great event that we have here in our village area that showcases not only Christmas, but takes a look at some of the other holidays around that time of year, whether it's St. Nicholas Day or New Year's or Boxing Day or Hanukkah or things like that. So we look at all those different different holidays around that time, and share how people celebrated those back in the 1800s.
It sounds like people should just go to oldworldwisconsin.org and check it out for themselves and see everything you guys have to offer, because it's pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
Before we let you get out of here, Dan, I got to ask you, if you're binge watching anything, what does a living history coordinator like to watch on TV at home when you put your feet up?
Oh, gosh. I'll be honest. My wife and I have been watching Dancing with the Stars lately on Tuesday nights. But British Bake Off is pretty fun as well. Okay. And then I think one of my favorite shows, though, in regards to living history type things, though, is it's called Victorian Farm. And it's a BBC, actually.
Oh, nice. Show.
But you can find it on YouTube and a few other different places. But it's one of my favorite, looking at the 1800s.
Whatever you can watch that brings you and your spouse together, I'm in favor of. That's TV watching time is very precious. So good luck with that. Thank you, Dan, so much for taking the time out. And maybe we'll see you down there this October. Who knows? But have a great month down there at Old World Wisconsin.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. That's Dan Hess, folks. Check out Old World Wisconsin. Go to oldworldwisconsin.org. And, man, lose yourself in everything they have going on there this month, because it's pretty impressive. A lot going on. Conrad, I think we should organize like a nightlight bus tour.
Okay.
I want to go to that costume party. I'm not kidding. And I want to see the one with chicken legs. I don't know. Something yummy. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. Literally something yummy.
That was really creepy. I didn't even mean for it to sound like that. Mark in Prairie du Sac, that's the 608, says, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, and if you say it loud enough, you're always precocious. Very well done, Mark. I like how you worked that in there, buddy. Great text. Steve from Florida, that's Conrad's dad, says, favorite word? Inspirational. Least favorite? Behind. You think your dad means like trailing or...
Behind in work,
reference
maybe?
Reference to the butt or something?
I don't know. Behind.
Behind is what
you say it a little differently.
That's true. Behind. Don't get left behind. All right, that works. Thank you.
You got touched in the behind.
Thank you, Steve. John Murray from Madison in the 608 says, scrumptious is a pretty word.
I like that word, too.
I like that word, too.
Yeah.
John also says, I watched my Saturday morning cartoons on a 12-inch black and white TV. It was still a miracle box to me. Very well said. You didn't know any better either then, John. It's like, yeah, well, we took whatever. People used to love to listen to the radio, so... very, very well done. We've got a couple more texts we'll read after this, and I'm going to finish my college basketball player quiz, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We're in the home stretch here, folks. We just got another update on the Brewer game from Conrad's dad, who says the Brewers are, I see what he did there, behind. Come on, Brewers. Good luck, Steve. And nice tie-in. Nice callback. Yesterday, we talked about our favorite grouches. That was our question of the day. And our Civic Media pal, Tony Zimmerman, said Pat Kreitlow, our morning host here on the network. And I didn't know, I didn't see this until today, but Pat Kreitlow put a GIF of Oscar the Grouch, which I thought was well done. Thank you, Pat. And then our pal, Bob Dennis, the mafia expert who lives here in Green Bay, said his favorite Grouch is Mr. Costanza and also posted a picture of him saying, I got a lot of problems with you people. Well done, Bob. All right. So I think we've got... Oh, and I don't like to miss text, Conrad. You know that.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Diane Keaton flick? Andrea Makova. I don't know her, I don't think, but on Facebook she said, this is my favorite. Something's got to give. Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the text. We always post our question of the day on social media, folks, so you can go there and respond. If you can't listen to the show, we still read them on the air. Daniel Wheeler says, my beef with the letter H, when placed behind a P, we get a new sound. Like as in photo. When placed behind an S, we get a new sound, as in should. But when placed behind an R, we get nothing. Where's my rhythm and rhyme in that? Daniel Wheeler's a very cerebral guy. Mike Desitel says, my favorite word used to be gullible, but it's no longer in the dictionary. Is that true? My least favorite word is onomatopoeia. I always forget how to spell it, so I can't look it up. I would not know how to spell that either, Mike, but I think you did a pretty good job. All right, let's finish our quiz con before we get out of here. Yeah. I took a college basketball player quiz.
I believe you're 5 for 11 right now.
We
got through 12, so you're...
4, 5. 5 for 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And Burger Irving. Burger, no. Burger, B-I-R-G-I-R Irving was not a college basketball player.
No, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, you got that one right.
I got that one right. Yes. Okay. Here's another one I love. Number 13.
Fat Brooks.
Speaking of Daniel's text, Fat Brooks, P-H-A-T-P-H-A-T. I'll say yes. Wow.
Correct.
That's just too weird.
6 for 12. Six for 13. Sorry.
Weird in a good way, though. I love the name Dunk Tyson.
I wish that was real.
I wish that was real. And Max Defender, love it. You have to be an athlete.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, you could be a basketball player or
cornerback.
If you like, you could be good, a baseball player too.
Good infielder, yeah. Good soccer defender. Number 14,
Cookie Boogie Rivers.
That's real.
It is not.
No! Damn.
I think I did a good job of creating you fake names. You did.
Fat Brooks. That was real too. Okay. All right. This one's weird.
Chuck Hare.
Yes. Wow. Who does he play for?
You know, honestly, I didn't even... A lot of these players play for like D2 colleges or to something be, like that.
This but... all could be made up.
No, it's not. Actually, I can look this up quick. I have a picture.
I'm just saying I wouldn't have known.
That I took today, and he plays for Holy Cross.
Okay. That's a real school.
And if you're wondering where Berger plays, he plays for High Point.
I've never heard of that school.
And I think you asked where Tennessee Rainwater.
Yeah, where does Tennessee Rainwater? Love that name.
Le Monnier.
That's a college?
Yeah.
That's like probably a JUCO in Upper Wyoming. But hey, it still qualifies. All right, last name
last one.
On the quiz. Go for it.
Dr. Bradley.
Yes. Is that right? Oh, baby. All right, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 16.
Dr. Bradley plays for Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman. Yeah, all right. So if I'm shooting threes and I'm 8 for 16...
That's pretty good, you know? You did
We're
well.
We're going to the dance, baby.
I thought you'd do worse, to be honest.
Thank you. how long is the Meet the Parents clip?
We got time.
Let's fire that up. Let's go out on a laugh. Meet the Parents dropped this week, but here is a clip from my writing partner, Greg Liana's Meet the Parents, which started a franchise, his little independent movie. Let's hear that.
You really have a beautiful home here.
Oh, thank you.
I've always prided myself in being able to provide my family with a very nice home to live in.
We're going to have a lovely home too, Daddy.
Having a family means being responsible with money. You agree with that, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I totally agree with that, sir. I've always believed a penny saved is a penny earned. Did I say something?
Daddy's mother's name was Penny, and he keeps her ashes in an urn.
So great.
It's so funny.
It's good stuff. Dave on the stream says, literally, drives me crazy. Those are two good words. Dave said, irregardless and literally.
I just don't like that word.
It's weird because I know I said yummy before, and it does kind of make me just feel kind of yucky inside when someone says, especially when it's like another guy's wife or a grandma or something look at me and go, yummy. I don't know how to react to that.
I have another word, and I waited for the end of the show because it does Beautiful. Trigger some people, you know?
Okay.
Moist.
Moist is a good one. Yes.
I hate that word.
That is a word that could go so many different ways. These are all great. Thank you, everybody, for your text tonight. Thank you, Kara Mulrooney, for making the popcorn pick of the week, which was Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, by the way, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And thank you to Dan Hess from Old World, Wisconsin. Check out their legends and lore all month. Go to oldworldwisconsin.org. Great stuff. We will be back tomorrow night. It is a bar band Friday night, and Lisa Hale from New Wisco Weekend will be here talking about color television. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.